Did you know that you already have one of your biggest productivity focus tools? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. One of the biggest complaints that I hear from my clients when they contact us, in addition to the inability to find things, is the inability to focus or concentrate. They tell me about lack of energy. Do you have similar challenges? Then I'm sure today's tips will help you. Dehydration is the cause of many a brain fog. Many of us think of dehydration as a state that you would get into if you were sick or stranded in a desert. However, do you know that most everyone you meet on a daily basis is lacking in enough water for their body to run properly? I was amazed when I found that out. You see, when your brain is dehydrated, your brain is also affected. You can experience physical lethargy, mental fatigue, memory problems, and even confusion. So why do we need water? Well, Dr. F. Behetmejad, MD, wrote The Water Cure: How Much and How Often You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. In it, he talks about the various reasons that replenishing the water you drink is so important. And he says, every 24 hours, the body recycles the equivalent of 40,000 glasses of water to maintain its normal physiological functions. This deficit has to be supplied to the body every day. In the same way you don't let your car run out of gas before you fill the tank, the body must not be allowed to become dehydrated before you drink water. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? And what makes it even more interesting is the importance to recognize that milk, juice, soda, caffeine, those things don't necessarily help you with dehydration. They're talking about water. In fact, some of those drinks, like things with caffeine, can make you even more dehydrated, no matter how much of it you drink. Refresh your body and refresh your mind. I used to struggle drinking water, and quite frankly, I avoided it. However, with much encouragement from my medical advisors, I have changed my non-water drinking ways. And here's what I've done, and you can too. Drink half your body weight in ounces every day. This means that if you weigh 200 pounds, for example, you need to drink 100 ounces of water a day. Increase this amount by 20 to 40% if you want therapeutic benefits. Now, I know, you've heard that half of the body weight, and the first thing you thought was, Steph, you're trying to drown me. Well, at least that's what I thought when my advisor told me, and I calculated out how much water I needed to drink on a daily basis. But I have to tell you that I've been doing this for about a year and a half, and it has made unbelievably significant differences for my focus and my health. Also, understand that not all water is the same. Distilled water or purified water is often not that beneficial to you. I've found that natural spring water works best for me. The fastest way to identify the quality of the water is to evaluate how fast you eliminate what you drink. The more minerals, here beneficial, water has, the slower it will process through your body. However, any kind of water is better than no water at all. Another thought is to drink at least 16 ounces of water right when you wake up in the morning. This allows you to replenish the water you've lost over the night and also flushes out your system for a great start to the day. So here's my encouragement. Try it for a week. Seriously, if you're having focus, concentration, or energy challenges, drink more water. Try it for a week and let me know how much better you feel. And what do you think? I'd love to hear your comments. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Thanks, have a great day, and to your success.